When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching, so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Michelle is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and she's getting ghosted by a guy named Steven. So in a few minutes, we're going to call him and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting her and maybe get her another date. But first, Michelle, how long has it been since you heard from Steven?
It's been about a week and a half.
Okay.
And have you reached out to him in that time?
Yeah, I texted 3 times, but then I was just like, after the 3rd text with no response, I felt like I had to have some dignity, and I stopped.
That's understandable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how was your date then? What happened?
Well, it was actually a great date. We went on a picnic together, and it was super cute. And then we went on a little walk. It was just like a lovely little hike. It was honestly a great date. Like, it was the kind of date that you would see in a rom-com, and I felt so good about it afterwards. And we, you know, shared a romantic sunset kiss at the end.
Oh, that's nice.
So, yeah, it was really lovely. And I didn't end up going home with him, and then he was a gentleman, so he didn't ask. But I felt great about it afterwards.
Why do you think he's not calling you back?
Well, I did mention on the date that I read fairy smut books. And
smut, that's like,
they're like fairy porn.
It's the kind of books our friend reads.
Yeah. His like demeanor kind of changed after I brought that up. And so I thought maybe that put him off, or he was judging me about that. But like, I'd like a chance to explain myself, because I don't think it's that weird. But yeah. If anything, I feel like it's that.
I mean, our social media producer, Gabby, reads that stuff all the time.
Yeah.
She's always talking about the fairies that are doing nasty things to each other.
We're not reading it, but I want to know more. So when you brought that up, how did he react to it? Was he like, I read too? Do you think maybe it's the fact that you read, or that it's fairy porn?
I think it's definitely the fairy porn aspect and not the reading. He just kind of went quiet. And then after a while, he was like, oh, that's cool. And then he didn't say anything else. So we changed the subject.
Yeah.
So his vibe kind of changed after that for the rest of the date, or was it just that one awkward moment?
I mean, for the rest of the hike, his vibe definitely was different. Yeah. We kept hiking for a while after that, but he seemed like he was super distracted.
But then he was fine when you guys kissed. And then did he say that he wanted to see you again?
At the end, he was kind of like, yeah, I'd love to see you again, but it felt sort of half-hearted. And then we parted ways, and I don't know. He just seemed like tired and over it by the end. It was weird.
So What about that makes you feel like you want to talk to him again?
Well, I just feel like up until the very end, the date was so calm and so romantic, and I hadn't had a date like that in such a long time. And, you know, I've been single for a couple of years. I just like really enjoyed it. So I feel like there is potential here. I just want to be able to like clear up the fairy smut issue, if that's what's causing
if that's what it is.
Fair.
All right. Well, we'll see if we can figure it out for you then. We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting you, and maybe get you another date if you still want one, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. We'll play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up next.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those, too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
We're in the middle of today's first date follow-up, and if you're just joining us, Michelle is on the phone and she's getting ghosted by a guy named Steven. So we're about to call him and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting her and maybe get her another date if she still wants one. But before we do that, why don't you refresh everybody's memory on your date with Steven?
Yeah, so Steven and I went on a date about 2 weeks ago. We went on a picnic. We went for a hike. It was lovely and I had a great time, but at one point I mentioned that I read fairy smut books and his kind of changed, so I'm trying to figure out what the problem is. He hasn't reached out to me in a week and a half.
Well, are you ready to see if it was the fairy smut that ruined your date?
I'm ready. I'm nervous.
All right, here we go. I'm going to call him right now.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Steven, please?
This is Steven.
Steven, how are you, man? My name is Jubal. I'm calling from a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Steven. I'm Nina, also on the show.
Hi, I'm Victoria.
Oh, what? Okay. What?
Have you ever listened to the show before?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Okay.
Why? I don't... What's up?
Well, we do a thing on the show. It's called the First Date Follow-Up. What that is, if you go out on a date with somebody and then you ghost them, that person can email us to call you and ask why you're ghosting them. So we got an email about you.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's from somebody named Michelle.
Okay.
And okay. Michelle told us a little bit about your date. She said she really liked you and she's wondering why you're ghosting her. Can you tell us?
Oh, I mean, I like Michelle. She's a really nice girl. I got nothing bad to say about her. I don't know what to say. She's pretty cool.
Well, okay. Then how come you didn't respond when she reached out to you three times?
I don't know. She's like really like, she's like very physically fit and like, she looks beautiful. And like, that's not like a knock on anybody, but she likes to like hike and stuff, and like, I'm just kind of not into all that.
You're not into the hiking and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I don't like enjoy like a walk, but like, it seems like she's somebody that like really gets down on, like, you know, she does yoga, and we went on this hike that like, it was hot, and I'm like a gamer by heart, dude. Like, It wasn't necessarily her. I just figured, like, if that's the type of date that she's going to want to go on, like, over and over, like, I'm really, like, I'm not lazy, but I'm just, like, that's not my idea of a good time.
Oh, okay. Hmm. She thought it might be because she's into those adult fairy smut books.
No, that was not the reason at all. No, not at all. Actually, like, I thought that was actually kind of cute. Like, I'm a gamer. Like,
I was going to say, yeah, if you're a gamer, that's probably hot to you.
Yeah, same idea.
No, I mean, like, I'm not, like, you know, like, creepy or whatever. I don't find it weird. Like, there's gamer stuff that I kind of like. That I thought was pretty, like, I thought that was cool. I just don't like to freaking, I just didn't want to keep walking around all day.
All right. Well, thanks for being honest with me, man. I appreciate that. Now I'll let you know that Michelle is on the phone and she's been listening and wants to talk to you.
No. Hi. Yeah. Hey, what's up, Michelle?
Why were you so down to go for a hike? I would have been fine with not doing that.
I don't know. I just thought I was just trying to be like easy, but then I realized like how much, like, you talked a lot about how you're so like physically active and stuff, and I just felt like I don't want to do that all day every day.
So you didn't mind the fairy smut at all?
No, dude, actually, like, I think I would like to hear more about that.
Okay, great.
Wow.
Well, if you want to go
indoors, maybe.
Yeah, no, we don't have to even, like, get up off the couch.
Yeah, I mean, not totally cool, but, I mean, like, if you really like hiking, like, what's going to happen, like, you know, a couple weeks, months from now, like, if I just, like, I really am not, it's not something I enjoy at all. Like, is that going to be a problem?
I mean, I can probably, like, keep it to myself somewhat, but how inactive are you really? I mean, do you leave the house?
I mean, look, like, I'm, like, my friends joke with me, and they say that I'm accidentally fit, you know, I'm not inactive. I just, like, I'd prefer to be, like, you know, like, playing games. Like, I eat good, and I do stuff, but I don't like to just, like, set out on a adventure into nowhere to hike. That's not what I like to do.
Okay, well, we might have to get you a Wii Fit or something. Like, we might have to find some compromise here.
All right. That seems fair.
Well, okay. Then, Steven, would you like another date with Michelle? We'll pay for it. We're not going to pay for a Wii Fit, but we'll pay for it. The date.
Yeah, no, I'm totally down. Just as long as, you know, maybe we could Uber there and not go, like, up and down the mountain.
Well, congratulations, Michelle. You got another date.
Yay!
Okay. I'm down to take a car there, and I do have some smut recommendations for you when you're ready.
Whoa. You play your cards right, she'll read you a bedtime story.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And... Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.